Amy and Chris, we talked to Cliff Williams, a partner at the accounting and management consulting firm of Grant Thornton, about this new effort to link financial data and performance information. They've been working on it now for the last 5 years or so with partners like the Association of Government Accountants, SAS, and IBM. Here's part of our interview with Cliff Williams in which he first offers the elevator pitch version of what is performance-based management.
You've got a lot of data out there. It's disaggregated. It's not integrating both financial and performance. If you take the time to step back and say we need that view, the performance-based management report does just that. It integrates financial performance data in a very non-financial or accounting way.
So more in an anecdotal or a narrative kind of a way, Cliff?
I'd say more practice-oriented and practically oriented for how people and managers run their business. So grants managers will look at the Federal Transit Administration mock report that we have in there, and they'll look at that and they'll understand immediately what those processes and those words mean to them. It's not about, you know, accounting jargon.
As I understand it, I've had a chance to look at the AGA report here, the Association of Government Accountants report about performance-based management. This was something that started out in the private sector, and you're now trying to figure out a way to make this work in the government and public sector. Am I correct in that assessment?
That is correct. The roots of this are based in a AICPA book.
The understanding that I have here, the key to understanding PBM is that it's multidimensional reporting, and I thought that was a very interesting way to look at it. Tell me about how you look at things in this multidimensional way.
It much flows with the same concepts behind either extensible markup language, the XML, and or XBRL. If you can tag data in a certain way, put it in the Rubik's Cube, then you can twist and turn the elements of that cube according to individuals' desires. So therefore, my line about transparency is always, you know, one defines transparency as in the eyes of the beholder. It's the same way with data. When I look at data and I want to see something, you know, I might want to see it for strategic reasons. Somebody else might want to see it for budget or financial reasons. The key is to put it in that cube or that box, that data set one time, and have it so that it can be manipulated into many directions without losing the integrity of the data, which is what unfortunately happens today because of our disparate systems. We in government can easily turn it, twist it, and put it back together so it still has that same data integrity.
Now, the key to understanding this, if I'm reading this correctly, is that not all of those factors are weighted the same. Obviously, for example, finance isn't going to be the same as budget, and performance might not necessarily be the same as demand. Do the tools of XML and XBRL allow you to give the proper weight to those different dimensions when you're trying to pull these all together into one performance-based report?
As defined as enablers, the answer is yes. XBRL, XML very much do that. The real hard work, the reason you can't snap your fingers and make this happen tomorrow, is just as we're finding in the Recovery Act dollars and the reporting that OMB wants for both Congress and the administration, is simply that data today is in many different places, many different sources, and the hard work is to figure out what template you want, and then you use that enabler, that technology enabler like an XBRL, to populate the template to make sure you put the right measures and categories of data capture in there so that people don't make knee-jerk and sometimes bad or negative reactions needlessly.
So just to recap something that you told me there, XBRL is a key to how you make performance-based management work. Is that a good assumption to make?
I think information technology is the key. I think as we mature 2 years down the road in XBRL, I think it will be absolutely the key from a technology perspective. I do think there's alternatives that can get an agency or an entity started today. They don't have to wait for XBRL to be fully matured in taxonomies across all layers of government.
Now, we also spoke to Van Daneker, the executive director of the Association of Government Accountants, AGA, who offers this reason why his organization helped back the research behind performance-based management.
Well, Max, we have a research component here at AGA that I brought up here, given the fact that I do have an academic background. And I'm interested in AGA participating in some applied research, some leadership thought. And one of the things that we are always interested in is this whole issue of performance, of accountability, of reporting. And that one of the big things here is that we're interested in reporting to people who are going to use the information. This can't be a set of information that is controlled and only understood by those in the know. And, you know, as we've had in several other reports, we are interested in the citizens and program managers and stakeholders to get information that they can understand.
What's the potential benefit for government down the road once this gets out there into the agencies and into the hands of the decision makers? What's the potential upside for them?
I would believe that if the potential decision makers can get documents and reports that they can understand, they will begin to ask more questions, which will produce more information, which will produce more questions. I think what we have many times is that people gather or are requested to gather data, and the data goes into a black hole, and nobody uses the information, so that there is a disaffection on the part of the people to participate in the process, because nobody knows where the information goes, nobody sees the information being used. If, in fact, we are able to demonstrate to folks that the information is useful, then people will begin to ask more questions. And it's much like with the citizen-centric reports and with the disclosures, as has been mentioned many times by OMB. As more information becomes transparent, more people ask questions.
And tomorrow morning on The Federal Drive, we'll have more of our interview with Cliff Williams from Grant Thornton on why performance-based management holds great promise for better accountability and transparency in the government in the future.
And I mentioned this earlier, but I got to go to this just really fascinating session yesterday on transparency and in relation to the stimulus package.
Right.
And there's just, I think feds in general are a little bit freaked out by the whole transparency stuff because they've put stuff out there and they get bludgeoned with it. Frankly, you know, you're going to get bludgeoned anyway, so you might as well put it out there. And then at least people can make their own determinations with data. But a lot of interesting stuff, and I have a write-up from that session yesterday on DorbeckInsider.com.
Oh, great.
But I really think this is an important issue. So more on tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we'll have a little bit more of our interview tomorrow morning with Cliff Williams from Grant Thornton.
Perfect.
So some good stuff.
Excellent. Thank you, Max.
Anytime.